What is going on, everybody? I'm back at you with another episode. It's been a crazy week, man, leading up to Christmas. You know, I just been running like a chicken with my head cut off. But thank God Christmas has come. My kids are happy and it's gone. That's the biggest thing. And, you know, when you get older, man, it ain't all about you no more. It's about, you know, your little ones. Or if you're just that type of person, you make it about you. But, it's, you know, back to the car culture, man. Just grinding it out. You know, it's a lot of stuff already trying to catch up with us going into 2021. The schedules are already getting printed. People building their cars. Man, it's so much. I can't even keep up with everything. But, it's gonna be interesting, man. You know, cut the check, come out strong. And no guts, no glory. Macho didn't like that shit, so he's rematching that back and money on the line. And from what I hear from Straight and on his Instagram, man, it's gonna be a lot of newcomers, a lot of new cars coming to money on the line. January 16th, West Palm Beach, Motor Speedway. I hope I'm saying that right. Maybe I'm not, but I know it's going to be in West Palm Beach, January 16th. That's on a Saturday. So, you just get in some of these Facebook groups, man. Go on Instagram and start following certain things, and you'll be kept up and in the loop about the races and stuff like that. I know I kind of jumped straight into this episode, but I'm just going to, you know, I don't really like to follow no kind of sheet. I like to go off the top of the dome a lot of times, and it flows pretty good for me with my podcast. But what I want to say now is just, you know, right now may be tough, you know, financially, pandemic. We really can't go and enjoy ourselves like we did a year ago and years previous. So that sets up for other things to kind of set in, like you start looking at where you're at in life, you start looking at your finances, you start looking at your job, and you let all that kind of stuff kind of pile up on you like a mountain. And, you know, nothing is easy. I swear, nothing is easy. I have to remind myself, like, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. Even in the times of when things are good, and your bank account is where you want it to be, or it's headed to where you want it to be. Things are looking up, you're getting promotions on jobs. Everything seems to be going your way. Still give God praise, because at any drop of a dime, man, things can change, and your world could go dark. But I must say, you got to be very, very grateful and thankful, man, about what is happening in your life, period, because without no bad, you wouldn't have good, and without any good, you wouldn't have any bad. So it's like, I guess you could say, like a tug of war, a seesaw, whatever analogy you want to put in there. But I just, going into 2021, guys, just make sure that you're writing down your goals and trying to attain everything you're trying to attain. It's an elephant, and you can only take one bite of it at a time. I get caught up, I get ahead of myself all the time to this day. But I have to always remind myself, like, man, it's, you know, even with my YouTube channel, I have to tell myself all the time, man, you know, just relax, stay in your lane, try not to focus on what other people got going on. Not saying that you're not supporting other people, but you can only run your race. You're in competition with yourself. What's for you is for you, and that's just the bottom line. Just make sure that you always, guys and ladies, whoever's listening to my podcast, I appreciate you. Just stay the course. Trouble don't last always. And I have to always throw that in there, because I know we all facing something. You know, bank accounts are in the negatives. Paycheck to paycheck. Laid off. Anything that seems to be discouraging us or fogging our vision to go toward it is what's in our heart and what God has placed in our heart. But yeah, back to the car culture and the big rim racing and grudge racing, all in period. I've been reaching out to a lot of grudge racers because I have some awesome ideas coming up going into 2021 about some shows and things that I'm trying to get into. I will keep y'all posted on that. Yeah, I have some amazing ideas going into 2021. Now that Christmas is out the way and, you know, we're going embarking on the new year right around the corner. Literally, you know, less than probably a week away. So, you know, we just have to continue to stay the course, like I said, and just continue to press forward no matter what's thrown at us. You know, even with this pandemic and other things that are not beneficial, we have to find a way to use whatever we're going through and channel that into good energy, good positive energy. But the car culture is it's real tricky, man. I'm just gonna say it because with this stuff that's going on with the promoters, the DPs, you know, some stuff seems very shady. Now, I am not a DP man. I'm not a promoter, but those are things I am looking into and trying to get. I'm trying to get those things, educate myself more, I guess you could say. Educate myself more on those things so I can be up on game about what's going on in the industry and in the car game and the race, grudge racing scene and all that good stuff, because it's tough, man, when you're on the outside looking in and you don't know what the hell's going on. So, you know, it's you want to educate yourself because people will pull the wool over your eyes. You know, there's a lot of stuff circulating online about what happened at No Guts, No Glory with Easy Money and Two Fly. You know, we got footage on this side, we got footage on that side, we got the fan, Easy's fan base, we got Two Fly fan base. It's a mess, man. And from what I see, there's really no paperwork involved. It looks like things are just word of mouth. And that can be a very sticky situation because your DP man and whoever's running the show needs to do the things the right way. You know, there's, I hear the word bias a lot. I don't know these people from a can of paint, but, you know, people's character is everything. But definitely, you know, what they're doing for the culture is amazing. That's what I look for. That's what I look at. What are these people doing for the culture? You know, you got Easy Money. He's a businessman, rapper, drag racer, and pretty much all kind of other, you know, things he probably got his hands in. From what I see, I've seen him on Netflix. The guy is doing mega stuff. Now, Straight and Two Fly, I don't really know them guys too tough. So, you know, being a person that just been on the outside looking in for the years that I have been on the outside looking in, and now going into a new year and going into this stuff head first, just want to make sure that, you know, before I say anything about anybody, I know what the heck I'm talking about, what the hell I'm talking about. Because, you know, you don't want to just talk about somebody and don't know what the hell or who the hell they are. So, you know, it's amazing, man. Just to see, like I said, what these people and these guys are doing for the culture. The car culture, the big rim culture, and to give us something, some more entertainment, and to open the door for people like me and whoever else is interested in cars and racing and grudge racing and drag racing, whatever you want to call it. It's very, very amazing to see the barriers that's being broken, and this sport is only growing and it's getting to a bigger stage and things of that nature. It's just amazing, man, to sit back and look at it. And to I just one night, man, I'm gonna just tell y'all real quick, I have been looking at big rim racing, like I said, from afar for about 5 years straight, YouTubing most of all the stuff, hearing about Don't Master. You know, my good friend of mine, I called him my brother, was telling me about him going to the races and actually seeing the stuff that really was going on at the races and how they were bullshitting around all day long, and then 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, they would run a race, which don't make sense to me at all. But that's just the nature of bullshitting around and not getting things done. There needs to be some organization. I pray and hope that that stuff is getting ironed out, and I feel like it is with the direction that Don't Master is going with everything, and you know, the things he's doing. The new video game, Door Stoppers, shout out to Don't Master Man for that. I gotta go download that app and get a part of that, but I just gotta make time to play video games again, man. I used to be a game head like hell, but a lot of that time that I spent, I could be doing something else. Not saying that it's not there no more about me playing video games, but I started trying to focus my energy on other things. And, you know, that's always good for growth, but some people don't seem to grow, and that's still stuck in time. Well, that's another topic and subject. But yeah, them guys are doing some amazing stuff for the car culture, man, and to see that happen, it's always good for us as black people and brown people and you know, other people that see the culture for what it is. And I feel like the culture is only going to get bigger. I know one day I'm going to build me a car. That's already in my mind. How I'm going to do it, I don't know how, but I know it's in my mind. So what I put in my mind, I try to bring it to fruition. I try to physically get it done. I always seem to find a way to get it done. God is amazing, and he's always been there for me to get things done. And, you know, I figure it out. You know, just touching on different stuff in my life, it's amazing. You know what I mean? I can't complain. I'm still here. I'm giving y'all the insight, information that I'm giving, that I'm getting. As I get it, the last couple of days have been crazy with what that all the stuff that's going on in the big rim game. I see a lot of people really getting ready to like the race with Boost Doctor and Cut the Check. They're gonna be doing their own show, man. They're gonna be doing their own show, and it's all a business move, because you think about it, Boost Doctor is the king of the box right now. And Cut the Check is trying to reclaim that title, because if it weren't for Boost Doctor, Cut the Check would have never left out of the game like they did. After they took that loss, Cut the Check broke that car down and came back up with it. You know, went and redone the motor, got new everything in there. If you go on my page, you can see a lot of Cut the Check stuff. And I'm going to be bringing y'all more Boost Doctor stuff, so y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for that. I plan on going down to West Palm Beach January 16th and getting that content for you all. And while I'm there, I'm going to drop a episode. So y'all make sure y'all just be on the lookout for that. And everything else that's going on in the culture right now, it's amazing. I pray that the culture continues to grow and put out a lot of positivity, because there's so much negative stuff going on in the world. And hopefully this culture continues to inspire the masses. I'm glad y'all are tuned in. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. And as I get information on cars and stuff like of that nature, I will definitely keep y'all posted. But there's a lot of people coming into the Don't game, man. We got a lot of racers coming from the West Coast, the Midwest, the East up there, and of course the South. So this year is going to be amazing, you know, going into all of the bills and checking out all the bills on these pages and things of that nature, man. It's going to be amazing. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for what I have going on. Visually, if you want to see my content, go to YouTube. And type my name in, ARLANDOUSHER, and you'll see my page. Subscribe, like, share, subscribe to the page. Just enjoy the content that I'm giving y'all. Giving y'all great content. I think I'm gonna start using that slogan. Giving y'all great content on my merch and stuff of that nature. But that's coming soon as well. Merchandise. And it's moving. We gotta stay productive. No matter what, no matter how hard things get, we gotta stay productive. And there's some stuff going down with Goose Lizzy, and he's Goose, that's his name. 405 Goose, you'll see his car. I think I got his car on my page, a couple cars on my page on YouTube. And he was saying he's going to LLC, the Big Rim Racing, and all that stuff. And people had a damn fit when he said that. I think with this, you have to make sure with, you know, anything that you do, do it the right way. And there's a lot of stuff out there in the Big Rim culture that's not structured and that does not have everything laid out like it need to be laid out. So when somebody come in and they can actually do it and do it the right way, people want to get mad and get upset. But it doesn't work that way. And that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of organization issues with this Big Rim Racing and the culture. So I think going forward, though, things are getting better. I feel that. But I appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, I just had to come on and give y'all another episode of what's going on. And, you know, things are moving. I keep y'all posted on the next episode. Man, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Just, you know, make sure you follow your dreams. Don't worry about what nobody says. Just start. One more time. Don't worry about what nobody says. Just start. It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be the right time. Just adapt and go from there. So, you know, things are what you make them. That's life. Y'all stay tuned. Got more content coming. Great things on the horizon. God bless y'all, man. Talk to you later.